thank you for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. Let's continue our discussion about the parliamentary session today. Joining us now, we have Aira Azhari, Manager of the Democracy and Governance Unit for the Think Tank Ideas, or in full, the Institute of Democracy and Economic Affairs. Good evening, Aira. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Now, Tan Sri Mudi Yassin's motion to remove Dewan Rakyat Speaker Tan Sri Arif Yusof was successful. It received 111 votes in favour of it. But his victory also revealed the wafer-thin majority that he possesses. Aira, what does the slim majority mean for the stability of the Perikatan Nasional Coalition and also for their legislative agenda going forward?
Hi, Melissa and Shura. Thank you so much for having me. So I think that the vote tallied today, it kind of confirms what we have suspected for months, which is that the government's mandate is actually now pretty weak. And in turn, it means actually that the government's going to have quite a difficult time trying to defend the bills that it will possibly table. And this is worrying because, as we know, the PN government has not yet tabled the COVID stimulus packages in Parliament, contrary to what's been done all around the world. And also, another worrying thing is the upcoming budget, which I believe might be tabled in November. So, as we know, in Westminster Parliamentary Convention, if the government fails to pass the budget, then, or we call it the supply bill, that essentially means a vote of no confidence for the government. And I think, the Prime Minister, I think, will be very, very worried about this. And of course, the other issue is, with a majority so slim, it increases the possibility of MPs possibly crossing over and possibly causing the government to collapse once again. So I think this is definitely a concern in Tan Sri Muhyiddin's mind at the moment.
Aira, coming back to that specific point you made about the COVID legislation, right? You said many countries have already passed this and they found means and ways to actually convene parliament through digital platforms and whatnot. We have seemed to have found ourselves having a hard time doing that despite all the discussions about Industry 4.0. I do want to ask you this. Will that be a moment for the federal opposition to, in fact, destabilize the Muhyiddin Yassin government, considering that the optics might be wrong? I mean, to work against the government of the day on what is a national project of, securing the economy and the livelihoods of people. Do you think that's going to happen?
Well, I certainly hope that the federal opposition will put the people's interests at heart and put the people's interests first before anything else, because as we know, the COVID stimulus packages, at the very heart of it, is meant to alleviate the people's burdens and concerns at the moment, which we know is getting worse because of the situation at the moment. So I don't know. I mean, as much as it is tempting for the opposition to try and defeat the supply bill, the COVID stimulus packages, I do think that, for the sake of stability and for the sake of the rakyat, the opposition will be a bit more practical in that sense and probably try to show their dissent in different ways, I hope. Yeah.
Aira, this is also a very interesting consequence. If you read out, the noise is not coming just from across the aisle from supporters of the former government, Pakatan Harapan, but also from those within the so-called PN Plus government, that we've heard very strong voices about the wafer-thin majority. There seems to be a push, perhaps, for an early election. Do you think that this, now that we have the number, it's a 111, that those voices will grow stronger?
Yes, perhaps. I think across all sides, there is a clear, or rather, it's understandable if there is a clear desire for the government to have a larger majority, to have, to have a stronger mandate, simply because that's just, in the Westminster Convention, governments with a very small or very thin majority generally is not very stable and is subject to defections or crossovers, especially in Malaysia. So I think that, you know, we'll see, because I think there will be a few other motions that will be voted on as this session continues. So we'll see if this wafer thin majority stays. I think it will. So, yeah.
Ira, I want to come back to the question of what happened in Parliament today, the removal of the Speaker, concerns about, you know, the reform agenda, at least the parliamentary reform agenda. What are your views of what's happened? Are we looking at a reversal back to the way in which Parliament operated under the Barisan National governments, that, you know, we'll see executive dominance again, we'll see the subjugation of different arms of a government to the executive? Is that a likely scenario?
Well, I think that, you know, one day is probably still too early to tell, but from what we've seen so far, there is definitely that concern. You know, in the Westminster Parliamentary Convention, the Prime Minister usually only wants to change, tables a motion to change the Speaker only after an election. You know, as we all know, there hasn't been an election, so there has been certain conventions that's already not been adhered to. So I think what we've seen today is a cause for concern, but I do hope that, you know, the longer term goal, I think, is to ensure that the parliamentary reforms that's been started by Tan Sri Arif will be continued by the new Speaker.
What are some of the parliamentary reforms that you'd like to see continue? What are you concerned about may not be continued?
Yeah, I think, you know, many people have said this, but I think the parliamentary committees are extremely important. I hope those will be continued. I hope the practice of having the opposition lead the public accounts committee will be continued. And I think Tan Sri Arif wanted to set up even more committees to shadow more ministries, and I think that's extremely important. And I think in general, you know, just shifting, or rather, you know, putting Parliament's role back in its proper place, which is to debate on policies and laws, and you know, not what we've seen today, obviously.
Yeah, Ira. I mean, that let's talk about debate, right? About the commitment to debate, or the value that we place on open debate. Today, we had a restriction on who could debate this removal of the Speaker. Does that augur well?
I mean, look, this limitation that was placed today on replacing the Speaker on the debate, I think, you know, that might be a sign of things to come, and how Parliament will be convened after this. I hope it's not, but if it is, then I think it's a worrying sign, because I think the role of a Speaker is to act as a referee, right, and to ensure that both sides get equal time, get equal representation, and get to say what they need to say. And, you know, primarily that is his or her role, to be strictly nonpartisan and fair in their deliberations.
Well, you're absolutely right. It's day one, so we'll have to watch the rest of the proceedings to see what kind of tone the new Speaker sets for the Dewan Rakyat. Thank you so much, Ira, for speaking with us tonight. We really appreciate your time. That's all the time we have for you on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off for the evening.
Thank you so much for watching. Good night.